It's the Labor Day weekend, the holiday that means the end of summer and the start of school. But just because it's a holiday, do not think you're going to get out of doing the puzzle. Joining me now is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Linda. Welcome back.
Thank you. So let's go back to last week's challenge.
Yes, I said, name a famous movie in eight letters that has had multiple sequels. I said the title is one word. Rearrange the letters to get a two-word phrase for a satchel. What is it? Well, the movie I had in mind was Superman. If you rearrange those letters, you get man purse. You know that? A sort of modern lingo.
You bet.
Interestingly, we got an alternative answer that works. I think, amazingly, there's the movie Predator, which has had multiple sequels, eight-letter title, and if you rearrange those letters, you get teardrop, which is a kind of satchel or purse.
Huh. Well, we got 1,358 correct answers this week, and our winner is P.K. Musara of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. P.K., congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. So how'd you figure out the answer?
Well, honestly, I knew that it didn't have the in it, so, you know, that took out a lot of movies, and and I was doing the puzzle right across from my DVD collection, so that kind of just fell into place.
Superman is in your collection?
Yeah, yes, it is.
Whoa.
On loan, but it's still there.
So, PK, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I am.
Will, you ready to play the puzzle?
Here we go.
Okay.
I brought a game of categories based on the word Virgo, which is the astrological sign for this time of year. I'm going to give you some categories. For each one, you name something in the category beginning with each of the letters V-I-R-G and O. For example, if the category were chemical elements, you might say vanadium, iron, radium, gold, and oxygen. Any answer that works is okay, and you can give the answers in any order.
Okay, great.
Number one is flowers.
Flower? Violet, iris, rose, ginkgo is a berry.
Think of red things that grow in your grandmother's winter box.
Geranium.
Oh.
There you go. And an O?
An O would be orchid. My mom would kill me if I didn't get that.
Man, PK, I am impressed.
Thank you.
All right, number two, ologies.
Radiology.
Yes.
Geology.
Yes.
Oncology.
Very good.
Okay, good. V and I.
Back to the beginning.
Ideology.
Ideology, good. Mm-hmm. All you need is a V.
A V.
Think of viruses.
Virusology?
No.
Well, virology,
almost.
Yeah.
Virology.
I also had
Okay.
You could also have said volcanology. That worked. All right. Your next one is foreign rivers.
The Rhine.
The Rhine, good.
The Ganges.
Good.
Let's see.
There's a huge V in Europe, Eastern Europe.
Mother Russia. This river goes right through Mother Russia.
It doesn't go through my brain, unfortunately.
Oh, okay, go ahead, Linda. You give that one, Linda. The Volga is good. And how about an I?
An I, that would be...
I've got three of them in mind.
Three of them? Mm.
All that I know all that does is make you more frustrated. All right, I'll tell you this. Do you have an answer, Linda?
No, I'm...
All right, I'll tell you. I had the Irrawaddy, the Indus, and the Isere, I-S-E-R-E, in mind.
Well, we should have gotten the Indus.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
And how about O, a seven-letter O in South America?
I'm not getting it.
Not getting it either.
I'll tell you, it's the Orinoco. You could also have said the odor, O-D-E-R. All right, your last category is properties and other spaces in Monopoly.
Well, railroad for R.
Which one, starting with R?
Oh, Reading.
Reading Railroad, okay, good.
Virginia.
Virginia Avenue, also Vermont and Ventnor. How about I?
Indiana.
Indiana Avenue, uh-huh. G and O, you're left with?
G and O, go.
There you go, go or go to jail. And your last one is an O. There's only one O. It's an avenue.
Oriental?
Oriental Avenue.
Fabulous.
There you go.
Very well.
Oh,
very
not
well
done. Bad, PK.
Thanks.
This is a complicated puzzle, PK. Thank
I loved
you
it.
For
it was great.
Working so hard.
I know.
For playing our puzzle today, you get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games, and you can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. PK, what is your public radio station?
It's WHYY Philadelphia.
PK Musara of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you so much. Have a great Labor Day weekend.
Okay, Will, what is the challenge for next week?
Yes, it comes from listener Ben Bass of Chicago, and it's not too hard. Name a well-known U.S. geographical place, two words, five letters in the first word, six letters in the last, that contains all five vowels, A, E, I, O, and U, exactly once. And I'll tell you, it's a place that's been in the news. What is it? So again, a well-known U.S. geographical place, two words, five, six, contains all five vowels exactly once, and it's a place that's been in the news. What place is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please, and our deadline for entries is Thursday, September 10th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Please include a telephone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you are the winner, we'll give you a call and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Will, thank you.
Thank you, Linda.